stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo.
Listen.
Man it up.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
What's up? This is BAM here, live from New York City.
Uh-huh.
And I'm with two complete scumbags, Joe Franz and Heroin Novak.
Sign me up, bitch.
And I decided to make the poor decision to take them to a nice seafood restaurant with, like, dudes in suits next to us.
Fuck that joint.
And the topic is Novak fucking his girlfriend while she's sticking her finger up his ass and how he wasn't cool with that.
Dude,
and people were listening. And you're like,
I mean, I ain't no homo, but I mean, it was all right at the time. But then when she pulled it out, I was like, ew, dude, that's just minging.
Dude, it happened to so many guys.
So
man.
Many
Fuck
people
that.
Were listening into that conversation, so grossed out. And then the owner came out and then started chit-chatting with us.
And he had some, like, white shit on his mouth like he was smoking crack or something.
He was busting rails in the fucking kitchen, man.
You think so?
Everyone in the restaurant business does that shit. I did it, but it was heroin only.
Do you think a lot of restaurant owners are just all booger sugared up?
Dude, when you're in the weeds, I mean, the restaurant business is a business for the young. And when you start to get older and run out of energy and vitality, dude, you will do anything you can to keep in that horrible rat race of a business. And let me tell you, when you're in the weeds in the restaurant business, it is rough. It's fucking cutthroat. There's always people out for your job. Why? I don't know.
I know. What are they gaining
you're
from
maxed
it?
Out at like $32,000 a
like,
year.
It seems like, I mean...
It's miserable.
Dude, one restaurant is like a full-time job. If you're the boss, like, Jimmy, why don't you have a plate in your hand? What's wrong with you? And you're like, Allison, what are you doing? What are you thinking? You came back here with no plate in your hand? What's wrong with you?
Now, one of the owner's wife cheats, man. He's so fucking wrapped up making cheesesteaks and shit. She needs dick somewhere.
How do you know the owner's wife cheats? How did you get that out of
of what restaurant?
Of any fucking restaurant in New York City. The owner, the general manager, he's there. He basically does everyone's job from the dishwasher to the food runner to the prep. The wife has no time to get dick from it. He has no time to give her dick. So, of course, she's coming to some lawn care guy. He's coming to some guy like me who's just going to fucking show her a good time for 2 hours and never be seen again.
Unless she calls me.
I'm waiting for a call.
What are, Novak, what are some of the scams you used to pull as a young heroin addict working at Italian restaurants in Baltimore? Please, share your experiences.
I used to I would scam the keys to the liquor cabinet upstairs and go steal multiple bottles of Crown Royal, Jack, champagne, and sell them to the corner
How
bar.
How'd you sneak them out?
Well, I'd put them in my book bag. I'd load my book bag of like $500 worth of liquor and sell it to the bar across the street from my house.
Did you ever get caught?
Never.
You know, that's a warning sign to your boss, the fact that you walk in with a book,
a book bag. Yeah. Meanwhile,
yeah.
Why?
These are all my books. You see, I'm studying. I'm going
studying.
To high school.
In sleep and I study.
Well, let me.
What books you have? Well, it's actually empty right now, but don't worry, boss. It'll be filled by the time I leave.
I gotta do the dishes. I'll be back.
Brandon, why are your books clanking to, like, glass?
You know how it is. Glass books.
Restaurant endless, man. If you're a drug addict, get a job in a restaurant because you can run multiple
How
stands.
The hell are they going to know if you grab like a shrimp cocktail and give it to your buddies for free? How do you track down how many you got?
I got food poisoning doing that. Going into the walk-in and just fucking eating. Oh, excuse me.
That was my ass.
His asshole's talking for his mouth and it's doing a better job, I may add.
Oh, phew. Didn't you get food poisoning in India the other day?
Yeah, just in India.
What does that mean, shit in your ass?
Well, let me tell you very briefly. The Indian society isn't quite like America in that all residential,
get out of here.
All residential and business communities have a little trench out in front, which is for your bath water, shit, and piss. And if you have to shit, believe me, it's not a very modern society. A woman's place is in the house. They're all outside, and they are shitting on the sidewalk to see, assholes plopping, and into these little shit tributaries, which empty into a shit river. They don't have, all the advents of a modern society, such as
comes
plumbing,
worse. They take that
sewage.
They take the shit water and pour it all over the vegetables growing in the sick soil.
Do they brush their teeth with that shit?
The shit water becomes
they live
a shit.
By the shit.
All the shit tributaries become a shit river, which runs centrally through all the major parts. And if you think, if you can picture a big river so big that it would take you a few minutes to swim across it, full of shit, piss, bath water, and the shit has coagulated shit islands. It is a that blight is on humanity, and it's such a shame that people have to live like that. But I will say that Indian society is very polite, very hospitable, and was very gracious, very professional.
Who cares? They're swimming in shit.
I know.
They're swimming in goddamn shit.
Why are they happy? I'd be miserable as fuck.
Yeah.
They probably have all kinds of downers.
They must have good drugs, man. That's all they make me smile about, that shit.
Dude, I'd fucking smile too if I was all hopped up on downers.
Give me a fucking shot of dope and I'll smile at my mother dying.
Oh!
Took it a little far, but hey. Drugs make you forget everything.
So wait, did you go to Calcutta?
No, I didn't go to Calcutta. It was Jaipur.
What's the, Bombay. Like, filthiest? Like, Jaipur, Delhi, New Delhi, or Bombay?
They were all equally as filthy.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And, you know, I had, you know, going to film
just
school.
Just dudes as far as the eye can see, and like, just packed to
dudes,
the hill.
Well, they have arranged marriages there still, so there were
no women. I'm not saying dudes. I'm saying just people as far as the eye can see.
Oh, yeah. I mean, shoulder-to-shoulder people. No, I just said the women's place is in the home. They all have arranged marriages. By the time a woman is 18, she's already in the house forever. Dudes are walking around holding hands. It's customary to get public affection from your male friends. It's a little different. And going to film school, I had a lot of Indian teachers, and they would always say, Joe, you don't understand about India. A lot of the places are as advanced as places in America. Name one. I was in the most advanced cities, the most advanced parts of the most advanced cities in India. I didn't see one that even equaled the sickest ass trailer park, hard living conditions that you can see down south. I don't know what else to say.
Didn't you go to stay in a 5-star resort just to find a lizard nest underneath your bed?
Yeah, Chokidara, something like that. Okay.
Do lizards really have nests?
A five star Indian resort, which is supposed to resemble actual Indian life, if Indian life is living in subhuman squalor with dirt all over the floor. India is so bad. In the airport, they gave you the option whether you wanted to wipe with toilet paper. If there was no toilet paper, there was a bucket of water on the left-hand side of the toilet, so after wiping your ass with your hand, you could rinse off.
No.
And bam, it's the same bucket of water everybody else uses.
Dude, that sounds like a shooting gallery, man.
Disgusting. Yo, when I stopped at this gas station in Thailand when I was doing the gumball,
mm-hmm.
I stopped in the bathroom to take a piss. The toilets are just a hole in the floor with like a toilet seat. Like, you have to, like, squat or sit, like, there is no 1 foot, 2 foot, 3 foot leverage like how we have. Like, it's on the ground. Like, you either have to sit on the ground or just squat like a fucking hobo.
How big was the hole?
Like the size of a regular toilet.
What's it fucking matter? You're still
well,
sitting in
the
a hole
point
on the
is,
ground.
The point is, are people missing the hole or are they
no,
getting it?
It's big enough.
Now, I would imagine if you spent all day
seems
in the
like
bathroom.
You have to take your pants completely off, though, if you're going to squat.
Imagine if if you lost your balance and stepped the wrong way.
Yo, do you know that bar on South Street called Manny Brown's?
Unfortunately. What a shithole.
I went in there and a cop came in there and I decided to talk to him. And I was like, so what's the craziest thing you've seen, you know, being a police officer on South Street, Philadelphia? He goes, just an hour ago, I caught some hot chick taking a minging ass shit in between two parked cars.
I don't even think hot girls take shits.
Can you believe that? That's what he saw that day.
I've seen worse in Manny Brown's. That place is a fuck.
You probably fucked worse.
Oh, dude, it's a drug haven.
I fucked worse than Manny Brown's.
The guy next to me just looks at me and goes, aren't you that Ziva LaBam? I'm like, yeah.
Ziva.
He's like, I've been up for 9 days. I'm like, how? He's like, crystal meth.
Thanks for leaving me home, asshole.
Crystal meth, by the way, is the sickest drug I've ever.
Yeah, I just watched Intervention on
anybody
that
who does that shit is like, it's like you look at your typical crystal meth user, bald, fucking either totally fat and disgusting or skinny as shit.
Lost
missing teeth.
Tooth. Always.
It's like, dude, after you start missing teeth and have to have operations on your jaw, like, don't you fucking learn?
You probably don't care at that point.
God.
You're too far gone to care. Who the fuck cares?
Well, we had
dude, at that point, they're so far into drugs that the last thing they care about is taking care of their goddamn
teeth,
Joe.
I know. Come on, man.
Sorry, boys.
Like a true drug addict. You just spearmented.
You need to talk to me more often, Joe.
So we had an interesting ride up here.
Oh, God.
Dude, not
where do we start?
We'll start at getting gas in New Jersey. But I've pumped my own gas in Pennsylvania nonstop. I already know how to do it. You fucking pull the thing out, you lift the lever, you hit the grade, and then you pump your gas. These fuckers insist that they pump your own gas, and then you have to tip them, and my gas tank is on the wrong side. So I had to pull around on the wrong side. They're like, you're facing the wrong direction. I'm like, the damage is already done, asshole. Like, the car's already facing the wrong direction. The least you could do is just pump the fucking gas. I'll be on my way. I'm already parked wrong. Like, what's another 3 minutes of you pumping the gas? Just pump the gas. This guy insisted that I parked the wrong way. Finally, I spit all over the gas handle, said, fuck you. And then these guys are lallygagging at Starbucks. I'm like, get in the fucking car. These guys are ready to kill me. Yeah. Then we go to the next rest stop, which the whole gas station
is getting repaired. We pulled away without gas. You really showed him.
Yeah, I know. Here's where karma comes in.
I spit all over his handle.
And karma comes in right here. What happens in the next place, idiot?
What, parking?
No, when you try to get gas in the next spot.
Oh, yeah, then the next spot we go to. It's all roped off because they're repairing the joint. So now we're like getting ready to run out of gas. We finally make it to
New York. Wonderboy's fuming.
And then we get to parking. No parking place will let a Hummer get into their parking
lot. No. One would. But
The one that did. I'm like, are you sure this car has clearance of this parking garage that I'm about to go in?
Yeah, man. Go in.
No. Are you sure? Look at the clearance. No, I have lights. Are you sure I could go in?
No, go in, man. All right,
dude, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to do it. So I go down two levels in a circle, like the tightest circle that a Hummer could ever possibly fit in. Then once I get down, the guy's like, whoa, what are you thinking, man? You can't fit in here. I'm like, your asshole buddy flagging me in said, yeah, do it.
No, man, you don't understand. He don't speak English.
Well, why don't you hire somebody who does speak English so I can fucking park at a proper place?
No, you don't understand, man. He's crazy,
well,
man.
Why would you hire somebody who's crazy to flag people into your parking garage? What's wrong with you?
No, man, he work here, man. I'm saying,
why would he work here? Why don't you hire somebody who speaks English?
No, but he don't speak no English, no.
I know, so why would you hire him to flag people into your parking garage?
No, well, you listen to him, but that's the thing, he's crazy, man. You don't know he's crazy.
Like, it's just beating a dead horse, like these dudes just don't get it. So then I had to reverse.
There was no room to turn around.
Oh, my God. I was, like, scratching every rim possible, and the dude's, like, got me. No, you got it. I don't got it. I just scratched my rim.
Oh, but, man,
Dude, it was like a tennis game that was going nowhere.
Once I get out, I see the guy who flagged me in. I'm like, dude, are you on fucking weed time or something, man? You told me that I can make the clearance, and this guy's telling me I totally can't, and then I had to reverse. He's like, oh, I don't know. Well, you should know. This is your job, you fucking asshole.
And so we reamed the dude out using every four-letter word in the book, and he laughed at us.
We made his day.
We got him.
He's laughing at us right now.
Like, I thought I'd bum him out. That just gave him entertainment out of the day. He's just sitting there, oh, I actually got entertainment. I thought I'd be flagging people in all day, but I actually got somebody to yell me. Dude, it was just giving him a good time.
It's all right. We called immigration on those fuckers.
Then after, like, all these parking places, Bam finally finds a place he can fucking park at. And he's like, go ahead, Franz, explain the whole deal, dude. It's absolutely hilarious.
Well, like, every place.
I mean, it's like 3 hours later, still looking for a parking spot.
Yeah, you know, with the KC lights and everything on top of the Hummer, it's like there's no getting it in most of these parking garages.
None
with
of
6-2
them.
Clearance. So finally we find one. I was like, oh, Bam, you can definitely park there. I was like, yeah, you should pull in there and park. He's like, well, should I?
Franz's like, you want to fucking park or not, asshole? So then Bam pulls in, and somehow the guy rigs up a $32 parking job to a $72 parking job. You have to give him like an extra $40.
No, but the $40 had to be in cash.
Yeah.
Why? Because he wanted to put it straight and directly into his pocket.
He gives you a ticket. He's like, here, the ticket says it's like $28. The other $40 because, you know, people pay for these spots.
But this can't be credit card worthy. It needs to be $20 in cash directly in my pocket. I mean, not my pocket. Did I say that out loud? Song goes out to him. This is Private Line. And I don't have the CD in front of me, but it's track 4. I like it. This is Radio Bam, Series 28, Faction, New York City.
Bodyguards, we've got the angels.
folks. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
From all the shit I was talking about Mormons last weekend, we got some emails. And everybody seems to be agreeing with me. So let's read one. These are taken from an essay I had read in college, all about Mormons, said by an anti-Mormon artist slash writer. One of the many things I will never forget about Mormons, they are so into abstinence. But then, when they finally get married, they have five sexual partners. Normal people, non-Mormons, who have lot of sex, get married. They only have one partner, and if you fuck anyone else, you're the worst person in the world because you cheated. I don't get that. You know, when they're alone, they lock themselves in a closet and watch porn on a laptop, the stuff that perverts are made of.
Whammy.
Those people always look so goddamn unhappy. It's because they can't drink. No wonder they're so depressed. They never leave reality. And the head of the cult should make it okay to get trashed once a week. That would make it so much happier. I know it would be a fucking serial killer if someone took away my vodka. Oh. It's funny that Salt Lake is so close to Las Vegas, city of sin, right next to the city of no sins allowed. Take care, Callista.
A few things very briefly about Mormonism that you may not know. One, it is not a religion. It is a cult. If you look up the criteria for a cult goes along like beliefs. How many people are involved in the religious order and all that stuff. It's actually not a religion, it's a cult. The second thing about Mormonism is all the shady things that have been covered up. For example, their kind of figurehead, Joseph Smith. And if you look at the Book of Mormon and the parts that have been omitted, there was a few conversations between Joseph Smith and a magical talking salamander.
What?
Salamander. No other religion or cult.
Did you take an acid?
A salamander's not even a fucking reptile.
What is it?
It's an amphibian. It's like
a worm?
It doesn't even
count. Like a worm?
Yeah, it's kind of like a lizard. It looks kind of like a lizard.
What do you think is worse, Mormons or Amish?
Well, I've gone out with both a Mormon girl.
No, you didn't.
And an Amish girl.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah,
when'd you date
the
a
worst
Mormon?
Luck. You might as well fuck a man.
Say her first name, liar.
It was Lynn Deiniger.
And what about the Amish bitch?
That's what I think of that minging bitch.
Her name was Jessica.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, let me
Who was a better fuck?
Yeah.
They were both pretty lame, actually, because the one was in high school.
Oh, of course they're lame. They're Mormon and Mormon.
Mormon girl was in high school. She didn't know what she was doing.
Which one swallowed?
But I'll tell you what. The Amish girl could eat her own pussy.
Yeah, what? Get the fuck out of here.
While we were fucking.
Yeah, I need my own pussy, too. I was stuck out in the fucking woods.
It was the tightest pussy
trying
I've
to
ever experienced, but
candles
it was,
together.
The sex still sucked. It still sucked.
Dude,
let me tell you,
did you ever hump her while she was
That's
eating herself
bullshit.
Out?
Yeah.
Franz, you're lying.
Any bitch can eat her own pussy cannot have bad sex. What are you talking about?
It would appear.
She's probably a minging ass pussy.
Oh, dude, never shaved or anything.
No, dude, she's beautiful. She's beautiful.
Yeah, every ugly person says that about another ugly person.
No, no.
Her insides were beautiful, weren't they, you homo?
No. Her insides were fucking black as night, dude.
Ew.
Her insides
like
were...
like a smoker.
Her fucking... She was a beautiful girl. She was a ballerina. She was a gymnast. She was flexible. She was cool.
She was dick and body. An ass.
But let me tell you something. She was a horrible human being. She was fucking half of Philadelphia behind my back.
And she was Amish?
See, dude, all Amish people are shady, dude. Let me tell you a story.
Are you talking about the Amish girl fucking Philly?
Let's hear him out.
What are you talking? Yeah, I did. What do you think we've been fucking talking about? What?
Amish or Mormon?
Talk on.
Go.
Amish.
Okay, Amish bitch. Okay, her parents were married under the Amish church, and they had an arranged marriage. They got married at 18, and they got into wife swapping and all that stuff in those farm communities.
It just sounds like
it was horrible. They got divorced, and her mom actually joined a bunch of different religious cults in order to find herself. Ended up in New Zealand.
Yeah, I would too.
And got abducted.
Whoa.
And just disappeared one day. It's pretty awful.
Has she ever returned?
I don't know. But last I heard, this girl got married to a fucking German dude.
Never mind that. I want to hear about how your girlfriend humped the whole town of Westchester.
Yeah,
Philadelphia.
Philly. Well, I'll tell you. The one day I caught her, was
tell us the whole deal.
Yeah, I left Philly for the day. I came back early, and then I saw her fucking having you know, some kind of like lunch brunch with this dude.
What, you just drove by and saw it?
Yeah, I just walked by. Yeah, it was the Cheap Art Cafe in the fucking like on Spruce Street. It's closed now. But anyway, so she's there eating with this dude. So later I'm like, yeah, so what'd you do today? I said, you know, I went to class and, ate a bagel and, came back. I'm like, oh, cool. I was like, so you're not hungry. You don't want to eat. I'm like, okay, I'm going to make her admit to me that she's running around behind my back. I'm going to ask
you her calling her out probably made her try to reverse the table. Saying,
even more.
Right. Well, no. But my
gets from Jump Street.
My ploy was not to actually physically tell her that I knew, that for her to admit to me that she knew. So I gave her all these roundabout questions. Oh, so like, what'd you have? What kind of bagel do you have? I was like, sesame seed. Oh, cool. Like, oh, where'd you get that at again? Went to Cheap Art Cafe real quick. Oh, I thought you said you had that here. Blah, 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 blah. Fucking 80 questions. And he's like, all right, fine. I was having breakfast with my friend Todd, and you know what? The reason I didn't tell you was because I knew you'd freak out like this. I knew you'd turn into an asshole.
What's there to freak out about it if you would admit it right away? The fact that she was, like, not being honest from the beginning makes it seem like it's shady.
She was fucking everybody.
But you never did catch her fucking that guy. Could have been honest lunch. You don't know. No evidence.
No, if it was an honest lunch, she would have been like, I went out with my buddy Mike. And we had lunch together.
And the worst part about it was,
she lied about it means that she's doing shady business. And if she didn't do shady business, she had intentions on doing shady business.
Maybe intentions, but it wouldn't hold up in court.
Well, no, it's not up in my court. I got her to admit everything.
Oh, so she did admit it. Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
How'd you get her to admit it?
Just by asking her so many questions that she thought that I knew more than I knew. And then she fucking came
clean. I've tried that one, dude.
And I was a fucking idiot. I was 25 years old going out with this 19-year-old slut.
Oh, she probably didn't care. She was eating out her own ass.
She danced on the weekends, too.
And she was also a bartender at that place, Ralph Jr.'s. And I...
Oh, God.
I know.
No wonder she's a whore.
Whammy.
She's worse than a whore. And then I was going
reality.
I did a lot of things I was ashamed of when I went out with her, so I don't even want to talk about
it. Have you ever seen Devil's Playground, Franz? Oh,
great movie.
It's a documentary about Amish kids turning 18 and then they just go out and party it up and do crystal meth and shit.
Well, let me tell you.
And then some of them go back to being Amish and the other ones say, I can't deal with this shit.
A couple things about the Amish community. They have what's called a safety valve. And that is when Amish kids are allowed to go out and party and drink and stuff like that. It's usually in a cornfield somewhere where they can't get into too much trouble. And it's kind of to let off the steam, such as a safety valve on a train lets off the excess steam.
What the fuck we just said?
Yeah, well, I'm explaining it to our listeners. Anyway.
The Amish, like, dad was getting an interview in the Devil's Playground documentary, and he's actually just like, the reason why I don't want my sons to have cars and stuff because it gives them access to liquor and marijuana and stuff. It's just like, well, then, if they're going to do it, they're going to do it. Like... The only reason it stopped them is that they don't have an automobile to get them there. Like,
shit, I wish that was my problem.
You know what I mean? Like it's like these Amish dads just want to lock them in a place to where they can't get out, so they can't try anything, and like they're just gonna go fucking nuts in there.
Kids go crazy with that freedom. A lot of Amish kids, they have a car and they hide it like in the woods or a haystack somewhere.
I believe it.
They take it to Philly. They buy tons of fucking crystal meth and cocaine and heroin, and it's a very big problem. And as a matter of fact,
wouldn't you rather just be open with your kid and be like, dude, kids, like, if you're my son, if you want to go out drinking, tell me about it. If you get all wasted and you get all scared, call me up and I'll tell you how to deal with it, because I've been there.
It doesn't work like that.
Fuck yeah.
In their
like,
society,
these guys are just hiding everything. And it's just like,
society,
you don't even know who your own son is.
They're tighten up.
In their society, they view our society as the corruption and evil of the world. They must walk amongst.
They're living a lie.
And we're making a living for them.
They're living a lie. They don't even know what their son's up to. They don't even know that their son has a hidden fucking car in the woods.
Well, I got news for you. A lot of parents are in denial about what their kids do.
Oh,
and
hell yeah.
You,
no shit.
The Amish community in Lancaster is leaving. They're all going to Cleveland,
right.
Babe.
Where?
They're all going to Cleveland.
Why?
They're all selling. Okay, number one,
dude, let's
your
buy
real
up.
Estate market is so hot right now to fucking get a place to, because all these.
Don't tell
farmers.
Me that Lancaster's blowing up right
All
now.
Of these independent farmers around the Westchester and Lancaster area are selling their land because they can sell it for so much because everyone wants to move there. And houses
wants to
are
move to Lancaster?
So much money. Exactly. Lancaster sucks. My relatives are from there. And number two, there's another Amish community in Cleveland that they all have to join because their community is getting so small they actually have to join. They're the last of the dying breed.
Oh, they're going to die out.
Die quick, man.
Just do it now because it's just worthless. Like, they don't even know who their own sons and daughters
they don't even produce
are. They're
hot
all,
pussy,
they're all just
man.
Going out. I know. And not only are they out getting fucked, they're all minging.
I know. At least give us
some
hot
think
girls
of how bad they
at.
Reek, dude. This song's devoted to the Amish. It's children of Bodom.
Oh!
And the song is called Touch Like the Angel of Death.
Days are
this
numbered.
This is Radio Amish. Shears 28 Facts.
Why do we hate them?
In to Radio Bam Series 28 Fashion. And I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck up.
Yo, how's it going?
What a
Radio Bam
intro.
I know. Radio Bam Series Fashion 28. I just want to say real quick, I'm in the market for buying a new house, and I went and looked at this dude's house.
When?
When?
Yeah.
Not
That's
too
what he
said, bitch.
Not too long ago, recently, and in the Iris section,
Cook gave info.
It's for, you know, Irish guys like to live around their parents.
I'm
I guess,
half Irish, too, bitch.
Okay, well, Watch Irish and Italian, but anyway, so this guy's like showing me his house. Like, yeah, you know, I'm moving. You know, I want to be closer to my mom. I want to be closer to my mom. Like, okay, dude. Cool. He said it like four times. Like, yeah, dude, I want to move like so I can be closer to my mom. And I'm like, okay, like, oh, so where's your mom live? Like, out of state? Or he's like, no, she lives over on 6th Street. Okay, this house was on 8th Street. this fucking dumb Mick was selling his house.
Dude, you live in
so
a
he could move.
You better watch out.
So he could move two blocks closer to Mumala. And so I go in there, and there's this chick, not a day over 18, dye blonde hair.
Would you fuck
like,
her?
Yeah, I'd fuck her. And which is why I didn't buy the house. It was a great house. But she's sitting on the couch. She's like, I'm from next door. I come with the house.
Oh.
She's sitting there smoking like four cigarettes at once.
I'm buying.
And so I'm like, uh-oh, this girl's trouble. I take another look at her.
No shit.
Okay, she has a tattoo on her tit that says Mike.
Mike.
She has a big hickey on her neck and a black eye.
Holy shit.
That fucking dude, says it all.
She didn't tell us you're out of like a fucking rag doll,
bro. Oh my god, dude. She was basically the whole reason I didn't buy the house.
Fun. Yeah. So when you got your degree? Two degrees? And then you got a job in a fucking...
Oh, horrible. Yeah, two master's degrees.
You
the
got
best
two master's
I could do right out of school was get a job. I really wanted to be...
Get to the point.
I really wanted to be a cinematographer, so I figured what better way to learn about negatives than to work at a photo mat. I don't know what the
Did
fuck
you see
I was
any
thinking.
Naked bitches? Let's cut to the chase.
Yeah, hot bitches, MILFs, anything.
Name it.
Did you see, like, hot moms and shit getting banged out?
Moms, yeah, and it was...
Moms by young guys?
Well, hot moms.
Hot moms by young guys.
Let me tell you. It was at the University
we're
of...
sick.
It was at the University...
No, we're not.
Come on, bro.
It was at the University
here.
Of Pennsylvania...
Who cares?
Camera shop. I know, because I'm trying to tell you what I fucking saw. How
oh
it has
God.
To do with the college
Get
world.
To the point.
Professors and their wives. Okay, young girls. Young, like, 15-year-old girls visiting their boyfriends at college. And it was right by Drexel University, too, so you got to see what the white trash
fresh,
kids were
brilliant.
Doing. Okay. The best thing I ever saw.
This is gonna be good.
Was two faggot Nazis.
Oh, you homo!
Two faggot Nazis in, if you can imagine, faggots in Nazi uniforms posing with lipstick. I saw
no
these
way.
Fucking photos. Yeah.
What are they doing?
Did you keep a copy for yourself?
Please say you have copies.
I saw medical curiosities. I saw a fucking an X-ray photo of a guy with a fucking like. 5-inch nail
Ew.
Into his fucking head that looked like someone
fuck
took a
that.
Nail gun to his fucking head. I saw the
back to the sex.
X-rays
back
of the
to the faggot Nazis. Do you still have that photo? Please say yes.
No, I never made copies of the faggot Nazis.
Do you have any other photos?
What about
from that
a
day?
Hot MILF mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, the best ones I got were
you know his these, sick ass has him.
This black chick who was on the basketball team took some pictures of her sucking dick. That was
bullshit. Of like the boys' team dick, a boys' basketball team.
Yeah, not the whole team, just some dude, but it's just some girl loving sucking a cock. And,
dude, that's my favorite part of porns.
I hate that. That's my worst part of porn.
No, the head scenes, dude. I
hate that, dude.
A girl being submissive.
I want to see some tits and puss, dude. I don't want to see some big-ass dick with some girl's mouth on it. That's disgusting.
Dude, it's hot as shit.
What do you guys have?
What do you like in porn, you sick fuck?
I don't want to watch that. Don't you want to see some, like, titties or puss?
Nah,
like,
I want to see a
bitch. Why do you
want to
see some big-ass dick?
I want to see some big dick up a girl's ass.
Ew,
well,
I
that's hate it. That's fine too.
No, it's
the whole blowjob thing. Was, oh. Like when you can only see the girl's mouth like bobbing up and down. It's like I want to see some titties. No. I want to see some puss. I want to see anything but this.
I can come in 2 seconds off a good BJ scene.
Well, this radio show is going to shit.
It always does.
This is the lowest common denominator humor. Sorry,
no,
kids.
Believe me, there's been worse for us.
Dude, how about when we walk down the street today, have this whole conversation, and random general public stop to talk to us? Remember the lady?
Oh, yeah, that chick wanted to fucking...
We're disgusting, but check it out.
She was like a 40-year-old chick. She just stops in the middle of our conversation talking about relationships and stuff, and she, like, wanted to get involved in the conversation.
She came back to us.
She had to put her 2 cents in, and we shot her down instantly.
She's like...
She was. What was she saying?
Okay, no, we're talking about how
she was saying that
we're
if,
talking about marital infidelity yeah. and how
every
how,
bitch cheats.
You know how well to put a quite bluntly. No, we're talking
you
about
date,
how
date strippers
cheat on each other and stuff like that. And now imagine the woman who decided to talk to us was a woman that.
Wasn't hot.
That no man would want in their fantasies.
I mean, that's why it sucked. The bitch was minging.
The chick none of us would want to fuck in the first place had to tell us about marital infidelity. It's like, bitch, you should be so lucky.
No, but didn't she say, she looked at Novak or something and she was like, well, if you were my boyfriend, I wouldn't stand for that. Who would stand for that? Like, what?
If I was your boyfriend, I'd kill my fucking self.
I know, bitch.
Because you are minging, dude.
Yeah, she's like, I can't help but to overhear your conversation. She came back like 5 feet to talk to us.
Oh, yeah, can you help shut up, bitch?
I know.
Yo.
You offended so many people today.
I know. Who cares? Fuck everybody. Yo, Fran. Can you please tell that story about the Finnish music producer... Oscar. When we had that layover in Frankfurt, Germany, he decided to take a shit in the airport.
What's this?
Okay, well, oh my god, this is so fucking funny.
We were making him Sacrament, the music video, and we had a layover in Germany. Now, Osko, if you can imagine, he's the head of all BMG Finland.
BMG, yeah.
Yeah, BMG Finland, and, you know, he's about as big shot as you can possibly get, and so he has to take a shit. However, the closest bathroom was a handicap bathroom. No one was using it, so they let him use it. So he goes in, and everything's in a different language. All these buttons for the handicap, and it's the most advanced handicap bathroom possibly in the world. So he hits a series of buttons on the wall. Nothing happens. He walks to the center of the room where the toilet... Now, some of the buttons work on a delay. And one of the buttons he hit triggered... the door opening on a delay. Now, the door didn't actually start to open until he was in mid-shit with the pants around the ankle.
But it wasn't the bathroom. Now, it was the wall to the airport.
Now, by door opening, I mean the entire wall moving aside. So he's there in mid-shit, faced with the dilemma. Okay, now, as soon as the door opens... This is the thoroughfare of the airport. So there's people walking by with bags, women, children, husbands, business associates, everything you can imagine are all fucking walking by and looking at this guy in the middle of a floor taking a shit. Now he's faced with a personal dilemma.
What did he say that he did?
He's faced with a personal dilemma. Okay, I'm in mid shit. Do I run for it and start pressing buttons and hope the thing will close
there's
fast enough?
There's a turd hanging out of his ass. How's he going to do it? He's got to chop that shit in half.
Do I quickly wipe?
His butt.
Let everyone see me fucking in the vulnerable position of wiping and pull up my pants. 15 minutes later.
No way.
Of the humility of sitting in the middle of the toilet with passes by looking. Someone figures out his dilemma and fucking nails the correct button on the wall, and slowly, slowly, dude. The wall shuts. And oh my god. Now, if you can imagine one of the biggest shots in the whole world in this vulnerable position.
What would you have done?
Poetry in motion.
I would have got up with a foot of turd hanging out of my ass and shut
really?
That shit, man.
What about you, Franz?
Oh, yeah, I would have done what Oscar did. I would have sat there and just fucking felt it.
Yeah, man. That's what I would do.
This song's devoted to him. This is negative. Lost soul. This is Radio Bam Series 28.
We love you, Oscar.
Shit radio.
right now. Stop.
Come on for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
I've lost faith in women. Where are the decent, well-educated
church
women?
10% of the women in America are not cheaters.
Yep, and I'm co-signing that.
The rest of the 90 are fucking and sucking behind your back, and same with the dudes.
I don't even think I want to be with a faithful bitch, though, because half of them are mingers, you know what I mean? 10%
are ugly fucks. If they're faithful, they're probably ugly because they don't have the option to be unfaithful.
Just give me a fake titty bitch with DSLs.
Do you think some fat fuck is going to be winding up at a bar getting laid? Hell no. He's gonna have to be faithful because he has no option.
Let's ask Franz. Oh.
No, I'm here actually distraught. Oh, excuse me. I'm here actually fucking horrified and distraught, and I've lost faith in humanity, and I just... It's horrible.
It is
women
horrible.
Are
it really
fucking
is.
Sick. Human
but so
beings.
Are dudes.
So
dude.
Are men. I do the same shit.
90% of dudes fuck chicks behind their girlfriend's backs, man. Or wife, if that
Guys,
matter.
I'm 38 years old. When am I going to meet a hot chick who has a decent education who's going to be faithful?
Don't meet her at a bar, bro.
No.
You got to meet her at the library or the church or something.
I'm too old to go to bars.
What do you mean?
Well, stop fucking.
No one's
ordering.
Too old to go to bars. I just drank a beer with the captain at the in Westchester.
Franz orders a hooker and gets a deal and expect to fall in love over a deal on a price. Dude.
I know that's you, asshole.
That's Franz. He likes them hookers out of.
Franz will get some hooker. Novak would get some hooker, pay $5 and
$3.
Oh man, Bam, she gave the best blowjob ever. I think I'm in love with her.
Yeah, but Franz buys these $150 high price hookers for no reason.
$250.
I come and
what
you
am
come.
I cheap?
Yeah, no, I'm smart. You're dumb, dude. I spend $3, you spend $180, and we both come. Who's smart?
I get the black ones.
Why?
I like black girls. What do you want?
So does Novak.
I'll take anything I can get as long as it's wet.
I don't know. I'm just. Yeah, but I never made a commitment. I never made a commitment to any of these girls.
Yeah,
it's just sad.
Right about now, grand on the table, and I'm banging my mom.
You know, if
bend her over.
Never mind. I just wish there's one person I could talk to that could restore my faith in relationships.
Talk to my mother, you
Novak,
homo.
Would you rather fuck your mom or have her suck your dick?
How much money are we talking about here?
A grand.
A grand? If I was loaded and I could shut my eyes and I'd do one pump in and out for a grand.
Dude, one pump, that's nothing.
It's your mother, you homo. That's sickness.
That's not homo, that's incest.
Hey,
and
you know what?
It is,
you're
I'm a grand,
fucking,
she richer.
You're joking, but... I have Novak's mother on tape.
Yeah,
telling,
yeah, it's a true story.
Telling me that Novak got so hopped up on heroin one time, he jumped in the bed and tried to make it with her.
I tried to get in that pussy one time. Sorry, Mom, but I was on heroin.
You've already been in there once, asshole.
I tried. Tried instead of a failure, so it never happened, but I would have. But drugs clouded my
mind. It did happen.
Mind.
What, were you born out of her asshole? Of course it happened.
You lost me. To the bar.
Dunn, hey, some hot girl walked by on the beach one time, and Dunn just goes, "Man, I'd love to be her shit in one outing." Like being her shit, seeing like her come out of her ass.
Seeing that
like,
whole
I'd love to be
shot.
Her shit in one outing. It was so gross.
My best pickup line is,
"Let's hear this one, dirtball."
I'd eat the corn out of your shit to be closer to your pussy.
Man, did it ever work?
Yeah, it worked.
How much you pay for it? Okay,
Look how shy he is.
I know.
I'm playing Genghis Khan right now.
I just feel
right
horrible. You guys ruined my whole...
Shut up, Franz. No one gives a shit.
I'm committing
this is rock
suicide.
Candy. Go to hell. This is
Radio Bam. Your moles out the window.
This is Brandon.
You know, do that voice you do. I don't fucking do that.
Woo woo, this is Radio Man, Sirius 28 Faction. Woo!
I think that might be it for the sheep. Come on.
Later.
Oh! That might be it, but very briefly, I just want to say, Ryan G took these photos of Oz. Our buddy Oz fancies himself as a fashion model.
I think he's gaying on steroids.
What is this, bust on everybody episode?
Fuck let's yeah. let him have it.
Fuck them all.
So Ryan G went out and took pictures of Oz for his portfolio. Go to RyanG.com and download these fuckers.
I don't know if he has them on his website.
Well, after this.
We'll get him out there. It's homo.
We'll make him put them on there. And a sweet faggoty Oz, who's a nice guy, but these fucking photos are the funniest thing you've ever fucking seen in your life.
He's shoving them fucking needles up his ass, dude. He's turning really gay.
Do you think he's on steroids?
I mean, I'm assuming, but key word is assuming.
Okay, look at the pictures of Oz on RyanG.com. Send us your opinion. Is Oz on steroids? Because everybody thinks he is.
I'll be beat up next week. Later.
Oh!
I'm closing this with the Rasmus. This is No Fear.
So,
later.
No Fear.
Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody! You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam!
Radio Bam every Monday.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.